For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. Hell, the place of eternal punishment. The Bible clearly and explicitly teaches that hell is a real and literal place of torment to which the wicked and unbelieving are sent after death. It is a place where sinners will experience total and eternal separation from God and unspeakable agony of an unrelenting nature. Three words in the Bible's original languages are translated hell in English. In the Hebrew scriptures, the word used to describe the realm of the dead is Sheol. It means the place of the dead, or the place of departed souls or spirits. The New Testament Greek word translated hell is Hades, which also refers to the place or state of the dead. The Greek word Gehenna is also used in the New Testament and is derived from the Hebrew word Hinnom. Gehenna is never translated grave or pit, but always refers to the place of everlasting punishment. Verses throughout God's Word offer descriptions of hell. It is a place of destruction, a lake of fire and brimstone, a devouring, everlasting burning where the fire is not quenched, a bottomless pit, a furnace of fire, and a place of torments. There, the lost will be compelled to endure darkness forever, for the punishment there is not one of quick destruction, but everlasting agony. This place of eternal punishment was prepared for the devil and his angels, but God has decreed that the wicked and those who forget him will also be cast there because of their sin. It will be the abode of murderers, fornicators, liars, the abominable, the fearful and unbelieving, sorcerers, and the cursed of God. There the condemned will have no rest day nor night. They will drink of the wine of the wrath of God and feel his unrestrained vengeance. They will wail and gnash their teeth, and the smoke of their torment will ascend forever and ever. They will experience shame and everlasting contempt, and through an endless eternity, these hopeless souls will also agonize over the realization that they are there because of their own willful, deliberate choice or careless neglect of the day and time of salvation. In the biblical account of Lazarus and the rich man, we see that the lost feel the complete reality of the pangs and torments of hell. The rich man could talk. He could hear, feel, see, and remember. He could look ahead in dread anticipation. He had concern for his family and a desire for relief from his pain. He had a conscience and he had regret. It is clear that he knew his state was eternally fixed, for he never requested even temporary release from the place of torment. Through the provision made by Jesus, mankind can escape this eternal fate. Counsel for ministers. For centuries, mankind has struggled with the biblical doctrine of eternal hell, denying its existence or portraying it in a way that does not agree with Scripture. Some religious organizations teach annihilation, saying that people die as animals and have no form of existence after death. Others hold that hell is not a literal burning place, or teach the existence of some form of temporary punishment as a means of purgation of the unjust after death. Some question how a God of love and peace could send people to hell. The answer is that he does not. Only those who willfully reject his Son Jesus as the source of salvation go to hell. In this life, we are constantly offered an invitation from a God of love. However, he is also a holy and just God. He must punish the wicked who turn away from his holiness.